From SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress based on that.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the U.S. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, Pittsburgh area youth reflect on gun violence in the U.S. and their own communities, and a Parkland, Florida teen shares a musical tribute she created to cope with the loss of a good friend during the February 14th shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. First, Woodland Hills High School students reflect on gun violence in their neighborhood and nationwide.
An unbelievably catastrophic day in Broward County history. It's devastating. I'm sick to my stomach.
I was in a classroom and all I heard was the gunshots. And then when we went outside and the police cleared us for us to go outside, I see dead bodies on the floor. I thought it was a drill.
I ran back to my classroom, told my teacher, I think that's a shooting. I think we should go in the back and hide. And it was a real shooting because my teacher got a text from the school saying it's an actual shooting. I'm just like worried about us getting shot. So I just told people, like, can y'all, like, not move around so we don't get killed or, like, make any noises because, you know, I'm not trying to die.
We locked the door, we turned off the lights, and then we waited till the police said it was clear for us to leave. I thought maybe I could die or something.
You saw what?
Dead bodies around the floor and blood all around the floor.
How many people?
Like 5 on the third floor.
Did they look like students?
It was 1 teacher and 4 students.
School shooting in Florida, I feel bad for the people that's out there. Bad for the students that got injured, got killed, man.
It was really sad, the school shooting. A lot of people died, and there was a video that was shown how people saw and them running down the hallway and seeing all their friends dead on the floor.
Sisters, brothers, cousins.
I feel sorry for the parents that lost their kids.
Why? Why shoot up the school?
What's pushing you to do that?
They didn't deserve to die.
I don't know if I feel safe or not, because anything can happen, bro. Why you gotta have a gun, though? What's the point? We had 18 school shootings, bro. And 2018 just got started, man.
I heard about it because Instagram, Snapchat, all social media is, like, going on and on with it. Like, trying to fix up till this won't happen ever again.
I think guns are a threat.
I agree there should be stricter gun laws.
We need upgraded security.
Metal detectors in every school.
We should have better technology, better cameras, and better security.
Have less guns in the community. Help people that need help so they don't gotta rob or nothing.
I wait 5 minutes to go to my bus stop because people, they be getting shot at their bus stop, and that's why I don't feel good going outside.
You do not want to go out there when the shooting is out there. I've been out there with shootings and almost got shot once. But for Florida, it's just messed up, and it's not right for them. Keep the students safe. No more guns, no more gangbanging, no more none of that. Because that ain't going to get you nowhere in life.
I think the students that are starting the rally, it's good. They're taking it upon themselves. They should keep fighting for what's right, keep speaking up. I mean, ain't nobody else speak up, so. My name's Kaya.
My name is Taquan.
My name is Andrew.
My name is Dallas, 15 years old.
I'm 12.
I'm in 8th grade.
Hi, my name is Armani. I am 13 and I go
to Woodland Hills Junior High School.
Hi, my name's Heaven. I'm 13 years old and I go to Woodland Hills Academy. I stand with you. Hashtag never again.
I stand with Parkland. Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again. Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again.
Hashtag never again, man.
Our next segment comes to us from our friends at Youth Radio in Oakland, California. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School senior, Amanda Edwards, lost her close friend and fellow musician, Carmen Shentrup, in the Parkland shooting. While some survivors are speaking at rallies, Amanda is coping with her grief through music. Youth Radio caught up with her at her home in Parkland, Florida.
Well, I started playing when I was 3 years old. I didn't play for fun at all after what happened. I got scared a little bit of playing. I don't know why. So this is like the second time I've played since it happened. After the massacre, I've just kind of been laying low, I guess. I've also been avoiding public places a lot, too, because I'm nervous and I'm a little bit shy. And I've always had the school shooter thing in the back of my mind. Ever since I was young, you know, I've always just had it. I don't know why. What if this happens? What if that happens? And one of my what ifs that I've always had in my entire mind just happened. So I guess this has confirmed my suspicions in a way. I went to the viewing for my friend, Carmen Shentrup, my close friend. I was not very good at making friends in the first place, and I first met her in freshman year when I was in orchestra. She sat in the back row. I just talked to her. She talked to me. Junior year, we had 5 classes together, so she was there for like a majority of my day in school. She's probably one of my closest friends ever, I guess. On Monday, before the school shooting happened, I saw her. She kind of slowed down a little bit because she saw me, and she said, you know, hi, and I said hi. I remember saying goodbye, and that was the last time, you know, I saw her, at least alive. And that hurt a lot after I found out and saw, you know, the body. I think we had a good time, though, as friends.
You can hear more reflections from Parkland, Florida teens at youthradio.org. Our last segment takes us back to the Pittsburgh area and, sadly, demonstrates that teens have long been concerned about gun violence. These Woodland Hills Academy Middle School students organized a 2015 March Against Violence in Turtle Creek to speak out on gun violence in their community and show solidarity with its victims.
Every day, I watch the news before I go to school, and of course, on the headlines, it's always someone getting shot, or someone getting stabbed, or someone getting hurt, and I just don't think that's okay.
It's sad when you can't even walk to the corner store. Like, it makes me so emotional, because I cannot walk outside, and it's like, it's the horriblest thing. Like, I have a little cousin who's only 2 years old, and he got shot because of what's going on in this world, and it's so sad.
I walked to my bus stop and there was a shooting. So how am I supposed to get to school safe now? How am I supposed to get anywhere safe?
2 people got shot and killed on the street that I live on.
Just in my neighborhood last night, somebody got shot and they died, and somebody else got shot and they're really badly injured and they're in a hospital right now. It makes me mad because, like, I should be able to walk down the street and not go like, oh, I can't go down there because I don't know who's living down there or who's going to shoot me.
A month after we moved into my house in Turtle Creek, there was a shooting and the bullet went through our house. And now my mom's pregnant, so it's like, I'm scared for her. I'm scared for my whole family to live here.
I've seen a lot of people die. Like, I've seen so much stuff. Like, I can't even speak of it. I can't go certain places because of stuff that happened with people that I know. And, like, there's people that have tried to, like, shoot at me and try to kill me personally. I hate when I see people that be like, I want to kill myself when I've, like, I've really had people that really tried to take my life away from me.
I moved in Turtle Creek 9 years ago, but whenever I first moved, it was like, there weren't a lot of people. Like, whenever you go outside, there wasn't a lot of people walking up and down the street. And I feel like even though a lot of people have moved in over the years and there's, like, a lot of violence going on in Turtle Creek, I still feel like whenever, like, I look out my window, there's a lot of people still, like, that can be friends, that still walk around together or still hang out together in the neighborhood without there being violence.
How they're displaying our town by shooting people, it makes us look like a bad town and we do bad things when we don't.
There's a lot of violence going on and we can't let this go on because we're the future, and if we all die off, then what will we live?
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.